not just in our family, but just a way of life to hear music and to rely on it in a way. You can always depend on it. The bad days, the good days.
That's Alex Ziegler talking about the role music has held in his life. The 20-year-old was diagnosed with leukemia in his teens. He's relied upon support from his family and friends and music to get through hard times. Through a program at Seattle Children's Hospital, Alex played guitar with a music therapist, David Knott, during his treatment. And later, through a Jackstraw program for youth with chronic and critical health needs, Alex was able to record his band at the Jackstraw Studios. The music you'll hear is from their recording session.
My freshman year of high school, like the first day of high school, I was diagnosed with leukemia, ALL, and it's just a blood disorder where your red cells don't mature properly. And yeah, I mean, one day I was just hanging out with some friends and I kind of bruised a little easier than normal and I was kind of concerned. And then we went to a doctor and was recommended up to Children's, and then we found out, and it was kind of traumatic, but at the same time, I have a very, very good support system of family, mainly, and a bunch of good friends that kind of helped me through the process. But something in the back of my head that's just like, okay, well, you have to just get through this as opposed to this dragging me down. Because I was just like every other, you know, eighth grade kid, middle school kid, and having a good time, you know, baseball, basketball, all that stuff. So eventually just kind of adopted it as a new lifestyle.
I've had time to wander lately. Self-exploration leads to truth. Make me sick or heal me greatly. I wish I could pick and choose.
I picked up the guitar when I was about 12. And I was so bad at the time that my friends would actually hide the guitars from me whenever we went to a place that had guitars. And eventually I got better. And you know, I spent a lot of time not doing much. So having a guitar in your hand and being able to make just some music was always just exhilarating for me. And I never really started to play my own things until I could actually look back on what really happened. But I was always able to just pick up a guitar and it'd be a better situation than just sitting there watching the TV, because it kind of gets old after a while. You can always kind of break out of that with music and being creative in any kind of way, because music is so free that you can really create whatever you want.
What to do but sit here waiting for you to come through. I don't know what the next step is. Keep going's what I got to do.
Originally, I was in the hospital in like 2003, and I was just on bed, and I know that at the time I was playing a little music, a little acoustic guitar, and one of the nurses recommended a music program that they had in the hospital, and David came in, and we had a cool little jam session, and we played a couple Neil Young tunes, and we hit it off really well, and then I had an ankle surgery, and I requested David, and he came over with a couple guitars, and we just spent the day just playing music, and it was really cool. Music therapy has been, a lot of inspiration comes from going through a lot of hardship, and some time I've spent in the hospital has definitely contributed to a lot of inspiration through lyrics and way of thinking, and a lot of things that revolve around just going through a hard time. I feel definitely a more solid human. I feel like I've had a lot of experiences that have let me not take as many things for granted, and just am happy with who I am. So a lot of things that I know I wasn't able to do, or things that I wasn't able to have, I know that I always had myself, and that was a big lesson in life.
This program is made possible with support from the University District Rotary, the Washington State Arts Commission, and individual contributors. Special thanks to David Knott, Alex Ziegler, and his band members, Lane Beeks and Zach Garrett.